When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders series, number 81, The Holder of Simplicity. In any city, in any country, go to any sizable school or university you can find. When you reach the front desk, ask to see the Holder of Simplicity. Should the worker utter a single piercing shriek, place her hands on her ears and close her eyes. You have come to the right place and should feel free to ask again. But if she simply ignores you and writes something down, your life is doomed. You will instantly become completely aware of everything that has to happen for each action you make to occur, from stepping on an ant to blinking. After you ask the second time, the worker should instantly calm down and ask you to follow her. She will lead you on a roundabout path, heading through the seemingly endless halls of the school. Count the number of right turns you make. After 7 right turns, casually slip into the shadows and let the worker continue walking. Should you fail to do this, you will never get another chance to leave, and those endless halls will swallow you up forever. If you succeeded in losing the worker, stick your hands in your pockets and look around for a bulletin board. There will be a morass of color announcements tacked to it, with an array of eye-catching pictures and descriptions of incredibly exciting activities. Do not be strayed by these. They are trying to hide the one you are looking for. Look for a plain white sheet of paper, almost completely covered by the others. Take note of the room number, then look at the time of the activity it advertises. The date will always be today's, but if the time has already passed, then you are too late. They have caught you, and nothing you can do will keep them away. If the time is later than what it is right then, start searching for the classroom. None of the wall-mounted directories are the same, and the numbering system is horribly random. You will likely never find the place, and will be lost searching for it among the endless halls while the hunters circle in. If by some miracle you do manage to locate the room, ready a weapon and prepare yourself. If you didn't make it before the listed time, the door will slam and lock, and nothing will ever convince it to open for you again. If you make it in time, take the door at a run, weapon ready. A heavily decorated biology classroom will greet you. The room's paint job is disgusting. Rancid, vile colors drip freshly slathered from every surface. Posters line the walls, emblazoned with pictures of impossible, unholy creatures. Books in dark, lost languages lie scattered on the floor. Yet, the room is empty. Almost. At the far end of the room, a student sits hunched over one of the unspeakable creatures from the posters, frantically dissecting it with a long bladed scalpel. You must ask him the right question, or he will smash the creature aside and turn to find a new subject to dissect. You. At the top of your lungs, scream to him.
Why did it not happen then?
The student will scream horribly and whirl around. Time will seem to slow, and in 1 second he will tell you the hours-long story of why it did not happen then, and all the things that have gone wrong because of it. When he finishes, the creature on the table will whirl up and attack him, tearing him to shreds in seconds. His calculator will fly from the melee. Grab it quickly, but dare not to open it. With whatever weapon you have, target the thing's head and aim to destroy, or it will do the same to you. Whirl for the door. The rest of the class has arrived. They all brought their dissection kits today, but you've ruined their only subject, and now they want you to replace it. Battle your way out of that classroom. The topography has changed. Where once endless, grotesquely painted halls stretched, a single bare concrete walkway stretches across a pit of flames to a steel door. Fight your way over there. Do whatever it takes to get through that door. The moment you grab the handle, everything will turn white. Shut your eyes. Count to five, then open your eyes again. You will be holding the handle of the locker room door at the last school you ever attended. Open it and walk into the locker room. Pull the student's calculator from your pocket, turn it on, and press the key labeled Entry. A number will appear. Toss away the calculator and find the locker with that number on the door. It will be unlocked. Open it. The whetstone inside is Object 81 of 538. Number 82. The Holder of Purity. In any city, in any country, go to any large school or university you can find. Once you locate the visitor's desk, walk up to it and ask if the Holder of Purity showed up for school today. If the worker nods, your fate is sealed. Your quest is already known, and nothing you can manage will let you even get as far as the front door. However, if the worker shakes his head and goes back to his work, you are safe. For the moment, anyhow. Casually sweep your gaze around the school lobby where you stand. No matter how it looked before, it is now beautifully decorated with delicate draperies over precious, strange stone walls. Look around until you spot a door that stands starkly out among the design. A crudely built door of waterlogged, rotting wood. The handle is rusting away. Bugs, unlike any this earth has ever seen, crawl through the wood. Immediately upon seeing the door, every fiber of your person will want to walk away and never look at it again. But if you truly wish to go through with this, you must overcome yourself and walk over to the door. Students, teachers, and staff will try to get your attention. Try to get you to do something. Anything other than opening that door. But ignore them. Get over there as fast as possible and rip open the door. You may catch a glimpse of a darkened, twisted shop classroom before something unseen grabs you. The shrieks of the students and faculty are heard as black, grotesque shapes pour out of the room, and your unseen captor pulls you in. You won't be able to see anything for about 5 minutes. Lucky you. A sickly pale green light will snap on and reveal your current position, strapped to the table of an enormous black drill press. High, high in the darkness above, a high-pitched warbling whine is heard. The drill press is on, and your captor from before is slowly lowering it, and the enormous drill bit detached. Very nearly any noise, any action, will cause your captor to shriek and slam the drill press down, impaling you with the whirling bit. Despite whatever massive damage that might do, you won't die, which will only enrage him more. He'll rip it back up, move you so that a different part of your body lies under the bit, and slam it back down again. Only one question will not bring about your endless torture.
Why did they change?
The lights will snap on and the drill press will fall silent. Squeeze your eyes shut and do not open them again. For to stare at the corrupted room and its lone occupant for any length of time is to join them. Your captor will sigh, then give you an answer so simple that it will seem impossible that no one has figured it out already. You will hear one more quick shift, then the drill press screeching down one last time. No matter your resolve, the pain from this will be unbearable. Scream and open your eyes. You are lying on a bench on the top level of a parking garage 2 miles from the school. The part of your body that got hit by the drill press last will still be throbbing with pain and feel swollen beyond belief. Sit up and check the supposed lump. It will come loose from its taped-on fastening and fall to the ground. The rusted handle from the wood shop door, which you now hold in your hands, is object 82 of 538. Number 83, Holder of Corruption. In any city in any country, go to any sizable school or university you can find. After locating the front desk, walk up to it and ask to see the one who calls himself the Holder of Corruption. The attendant behind the desk will look down, then begin to scream. Close your eyes tight. You won't want to see what they are doing. When the screaming stops, open your eyes. You should be in a small dark room with wooden walls. There will be a solid-looking door of copper and wood behind you. Walk up to the door, knock twice, and open it. You will be standing in the place you call home, but horribly distorted. You will recognize it, but it will be difficult to find your way. Everything will be decayed and rotting. Insects, rats, and all kinds of horrible things wander the house. The house will be buried deep underground. Dirt blocks the windows, making it pitch black. You had better have brought a light. If not, the walls won't exist, and you'll wander for the rest of your existence in the darkness, unable to die or to feel weariness. If you did bring a light, however, you are in luck. Quickly find your way to your parents' room, or, if you don't live with them anymore, to your own room. On the bed will be a twisted visage of both of your parents in one body. They will be naked and smeared in horrible substances, filth, feces, blood, vomit, everything possible. They will be horribly gibbering your name. You cannot react to this at all. If you do, you will join them as one, and your mind and body will break slowly over thousands of years. You will know only torment, and the torment of all others to ever die. Instead, resolutely stare them in the eyes and ask them,
"Why did this come to pass?"
At this point, They will split into two separate bodies and tell you from beginning to end, then from end to beginning at the same time, why it came to pass. It will be a horrifying tale, because it will seem it is your fault these things happened. You will most likely go mad from guilt. If you do not, however, the two bodies will produce an hourglass and place it on the floor. Thank them, and gently pick it up with both hands. You will wake up in the place you call home, lying on the floor in the most windowed room. It will be 3:32 in the morning. No light will come from the windows till the morning comes. The hourglass is object 83 of 538. Number 84, the holder of dreams. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the holder of dreams. The person behind the desk shall stare at you with piercing eyes, tell you such a person is not there. Ask him or her, where can you find him? And you'll be presented with a key with a number attached to it. Walk out from the building into the street and go north. If the street doesn't go either north or south, go east. Then turn north once you notice a street at your left. Keep walking until you see a hotel. Maybe you've never heard of it. Maybe you never realized it was there. But this is your destination. Enter the hotel. Speak to no one, and answer no questions asked to you by the employee in the lobby or the guests. Look at the number attached to the key, and find the bedroom's door where the key belongs. Once you find it, open the door. Enter the hotel bedroom, and close the door. You'll want to wait until at least sunset, when the first stars show up in the sky. Turn off any mobile phones, don't turn on the TV, and have no object which can make sounds. Without changing clothes, lay down in the bed and close your eyes. Even if you're not sleepy, your mind will drift away and you'll be sleeping soon. Think of good things while waiting with your eyes shut. Because if fear or bad thoughts emerge, it might be too late. They know you're there. If all goes well, you'll wake up in the next morning. Leave the hotel with no explanations, return home, and resume your life. But be prepared. You completed without knowing a pact. Accepting this path has earned you horrible consequences. Three people you know will die in the following days. They will die in horrible, disgusting ways you couldn't imagine were possible. React no more than what is normal to a human. Go to their funerals, mourn for them, keep moving with your life. Do not attempt to return to the hotel or back to the asylum, or it will be all over, and you will wish you had died the same way your friends or loved ones did. It would have been less horrifying. After 1 week, 7 complete days, you will see the death of the third person. There will be no way to avoid it. It will be the person you most care for. And no matter how much you'll try to stay alone that day, the person will still come to you, unaware of his or her fate. It doesn't matter how he or she appeared. The person will be there. When it happens, while you're unable to save the person, you cannot turn around or close your eyes, or you'll suffer the same fate. It will be as though the entire legion of hell came to consume your friend into pain, agony, and despair until their last breath. You must not scream or react. Just watch. When all is over, when there's nothing left but the mutilated corpse of your loved one, you'll feel a hand tap your shoulder. Do not look around, or the boned hand will grasp your neck, and death will be slow and painful. The figure behind you will ask, "Did you enjoy that?" Do not answer. Instead, ask, "How can I protect my dear one?" The hand patting your shoulder will rise and point at the corpse. Approach it, and you shall see a faint light coming from inside their now decomposing chest. Reach for it, and remove a small silvery trinket from their flesh. Do not fret if it looks different from what you heard, for it's never the same for anyone. Once you do this, you'll hear a pitched scream, and the ground under your feet will vanish. Keep holding the trinket tightly, and do not let it go, or you'll fall into the darkness. You'll wake up in the hotel bedroom. Check the calendar. Those 7 days were a dream. Nothing happened at all, and your friends and family are safe and sound. But you'll have the trinket in your hands. The trinket is Object 84 of 538.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Sharealike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.